for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
Good evening, everybody. Lovely to see you all. You know the way you haven't seen somebody for years and years and years, and then you bump into them one day, and then it seems like over the next wee while, they just keep popping up all over the place, and you keep seeing them loads of times. I have an uncle who emigrated to Australia just over 50 years ago, and recently he was in a shop in Australia buying potatoes. Only an Irishman buys potatoes in Australia during a heatwave, I reckon. But anyway, he was buying potatoes, and this sort of older lady came up to him. She was also buying potatoes, and she just started chatting to him and said, "Oh, you know, where are you from?" He said, "Oh, I'm from Northern Ireland." She said, "Oh, I'm from Northern Ireland too." She said, "Whereabouts in Northern Ireland are you from?" He said, "Well, I'm from Ballymena." "Oh," she says, "I'm from the Ballymena area, but I'm from a wee place called Randallstown." "Oh," my uncle said, "well, actually, I'm from Randallstown." And it turns out that he was brought up one field away from her cousins. Small world, isn't it? But the thing was, he'd never seen that woman in his life before. She just sort of popped up in this shop. And since that time, he's gone lots of different places. She's just popped up there. Maybe she's stalking him, of course. That never thought about that. But do you not find that some Bible verses are a bit like that? Maybe you read a verse or you hear it in a sermon or something, or somebody says it, and it just hits you in your heart. Or it just strikes you in a new way. It really stands out to you. Take notice of it. It might be a verse that's very familiar, but, you know, it just strikes you. Or it might be a verse that you didn't even know was in the Bible. That's a bit worrying if you've been saved about 50 years. And there's a new verse to you. But then over the next wee while, that verse just keeps cropping up. Maybe it crops up in another sermon or in a book you're reading or somebody says it. Or it just keeps coming into your mind. You read loads of verses, but that wee verse, it just keeps coming back to you time and time again. Well, this evening, the verse that we're going to look at, that's what happened to me. A few months ago, we were reading before the boys went to school in the morning. We were reading through Psalm 119. We were in the last wee section. The very last verse, read it, and it just struck me in my heart. Just touched me. Nobody else said it. I never heard another sermon. I never read it in a book. But over the weeks, that wee verse just kept coming back to me. And time again, I would go back and I would just read that verse. And this evening, I feel it's the verse, the words I'm to bring this evening. Psalm 119, verse 176. "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands." I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. If you know anything about Psalm 119, you will know that it is the longest psalm in the book of Psalms. It's broken up into 22 different sections, each one for a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which only has 22 letters. And it's got 8 verses in each section. And obviously ours is in English, but if it was in Hebrew, each one of those verses start with that letter of the alphabet. It is a psalm that exalts in the Word of God. It is a psalm that glories in the Word of God. It's a collection of meditations and prayers about God's Word. In the Bible that I use at home, I call this my preaching Bible. Then I have my reading Bible. It's an old Bible. I got it on my 18th birthday. And when I went through it years and years ago, I highlighted all the different words that are used in it for the words of God, Word of God, like the statutes, laws, decrees, commands, promises, all the different things. And it's just like a mass of color, just glories in the Word of God. It's a wonderful psalm. You should read it. Take a week and read it. best read out loud, slowly and carefully. And yet, for all the psalmist claims to love the word of God, to honour them and to follow them, this final verse, "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands." I think that final verse shows that he still knows, after all his glorying and exalting in the word of God, he still knows how prone his heart is to wander. And it's a plea, he finishes with a plea for God's grace to be shown again in his life. This final wee verse reminds me of the massive contrast in that parable Jesus told about the Pharisee and the tax collector when they went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee, he was so confident of his own righteousness. He was so keen to praise his own actions. He was so much looking down on everybody else, but he was unaware or unwilling to admit that he was still in daily need of God's grace. And the tax collector, when he went to pray, the Bible says, the parable says, he stood afar off. He didn't even raise his face to heaven. He beat his breast and he called out, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus said, "Which one went home justified? The Pharisee with his self-righteousness, his praying about himself, his looking down on others, or the tax collector who realized he needed God's mercy?" Jesus said, "He's the one who went home justified." And in this final verse of Psalm 119, I see a prayer for the grace of God that needs to be prayed by every single one of us, no matter where we are. It's a prayer that is applicable to every person in this room this evening. Maybe you're here tonight and you have never yet put your trust in Jesus Christ as Savior. You know that you are a lost sheep. You know something of the commands of God. You said here, "I've not forgotten your commands." You know something of the commands of God. But in your bid for freedom, you tried to ignore his commands. You tried to forget them. They seemed too narrow and restrictive. But from time to time, you did remember them. Maybe from your childhood. But you could always push them to the back of your mind. Maybe remembering God's command brought guilt onto you, brought that feeling of shame onto you because you knew you weren't following them. Maybe you feel you've gone astray so badly that your life has been abandoned by God. Maybe you feel there's no way back. You've crossed the boundary. But this evening, I want you to stop in your tracks. And I want you to listen. I want you to stop for a moment. Stop running for a moment. I want you to still your mind. And I want you to still your heart right now in this place. Because you're going to hear something. It will not be the angry voice of condemnation asking you, "Why have you wandered off to do your own thing?" It won't be the harsh voice of judgment and accusation. You're going to hear the voice of the shepherd. You're going to hear the voice of the one who called himself the good shepherd. And he's calling your name. He is calling you personally. He's calling you urgently. He's calling you gently, but he's calling you persistently. He knows where you've been. He knows what you've done. He knows every wrong action. Every wrong word, every wrong thought. He knows it all. He knows you're lost, but he hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't turned from you. You might have tried to run from him. You might have tried to drown out every thought of him, but he's been searching you out. He's the good shepherd, and he is there with his arms of love to welcome you home. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost, the words of Jesus. Or this evening, maybe you're someone who once walked so close to the Lord. At one time, you couldn't get enough of God's word. At one time, you would have done anything. You laid everything down to get to fellowship with God's people. But something happened along the way, and you've strayed from the Lord. Maybe you were hurt, probably the most common thing. Maybe you were hurt by another Christian, hurt in church. Maybe it was some hard circumstance in life that brought confusion and discouragement. Maybe you just chose to go your own way. Maybe there was a command in the Bible and you saw it as too narrow, and you chose to just ignore it and do your own thing. Whatever the initial cause, you can say with the psalmist, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Maybe at times you would have liked to have forgotten the commands of the Lord. Maybe you could push them to the back of your mind from time to time as you chose the route, justifying your actions and your decisions, but you could never truly get away from the truth, because in unguarded moments you found yourself thinking about God. You found yourself, your heart unbidden, would turn to God, and you would remember how you once walked so closely with him, and the contrast between where you are right now. Maybe as you think now, you're sad. You're sad because of what you lost. And you look back, that path to God, it looks difficult. It looks obscure, and you're thinking, how can I get back to God? You're not sure, how would I even go about coming back to God? This word's for you. It's a road of confession. It's a road of repentance. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, Lord, for I've not forgotten your commands. Lord, here's where I'm at. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to pretend I'm something that I'm not. I'm not going to try and justify myself. I'm going to stop blaming other people for the position I'm in. Lord, I come and I just say, I have strayed like a lost sheep. Can I just say, if it's you, stop trying to justify yourself. Stop blaming other people. Just say, I've strayed, Lord. I've strayed like a lost sheep. I've wandered from the fold. Lord, seek your servant. Just before Christmas, I caught a wee bit of a programme on Radio 4. It was about people with shared experiences. And on that day, the shared experiences were people who had travelled alone to foreign countries. And another shared experience, it all turned out that they'd all got lost. I mean, well and truly lost. One of the contributors was talking, and she said she was somewhere, she was on a bike, and she was utterly lost. And when she realised that she was completely and utterly lost, panic and fear set in. She got off her bike and she did something, she said, completely illogical. She was absolutely by herself. There wasn't another person within miles of where she was. She stood up And she yelled at the top of her voice, "Help me! Somebody help me!" She said there was nobody. Nobody in the whole world knew where she was. There was nobody there. But that human instinct to cry out for help. Every one of the contributors said that when they had been totally lost on their own, they'd all done exactly that same thing. They had just cried out, "Help me! Somebody help me!" You've strayed. You say, "I'm a lost sheep." Maybe you think, "Nobody even knows that I'm lost. I can't find my way back." Do you know something? As your heart cries out, "Help me," not just somebody, "Lord, help me, seek me, Lord." See, as your heart's even crying out those words, he's there. He's right there. Because he knew where you were. You took your eyes off him. He never took his eye off you for a moment. And even as you call on his name, he is there to welcome you back into his arms of love. Isaiah 53, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him," on Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." Does that just apply the first time we trust in the Lord? No, it doesn't. Because the truth of it is, we all continually, like sheep, go astray. What does it John tell us in 1 John 1:9? "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." John says in verse 8 there, "If we claim that we have no sin," to Christians he's writing, "we make him out to be a liar." We're deceiving ourselves. Tonight, if you've gone away, say, "Lord, I've strayed, seek me out." Surely this verse is also applicable even to those of us who are still following the Lord. Don't we all experience times in our lives, days, weeks, months, when if we're honest, we stray like a lost sheep? For many of us, that straying isn't an intentional turning away from the Lord. It isn't a deliberate decision to turn our back and go into the world. It's nothing like that. It can be something as simple as just being distracted in life. It can be as simple as just going through a period of discouragement. It can be because we're dealing with a period of ill health. It can be because our mind becomes too many worries in there. Sometimes it's for nothing in particular, but we just recognize, "I'm not close to the shepherd." Do you know what I'm talking about? If you're a true believer, you do know what I'm talking about. And we say, "I've strayed like a lost sheep." A multitude of reasons, but we're not close to the shepherd, and we miss him. We say, "I have strayed like a lost sheep. Oh, seek your servant, Lord, for I have not forgotten your commands." But Lord, in this period, your commands are no longer honey to my lips. In this period, Lord, your commands are no longer right at the forefront of my mind and thinking. In this period, Lord, your commands, they're not food for my soul. Do you know what? You belong to the Good Shepherd, Jesus. And even now as I'm speaking, your heart is hungry to be close to the Shepherd again. Is that true? Is that true of you? It is true. I know it's true because I know God has spoken to me. It's true. God's stirring your heart, and there's a hunger in you, say, oh, I want to be close to the shepherd again. I want to feel that nearness again. I want his words to be honey to my lips again. I want his word to be at the forefront of my mind again. I want that closeness, that bond of love again. What can we do? What can you do? Be like the psalmist. Just say, Lord, I have strayed like a lost sheep, Lord. It wasn't intentional. Just like those stupid sheep, I just wandered off, Lord. Oh, Lord, seek me. I just see this. That's the whole way of salvation. We didn't go for the Lord. The Lord came for us, and it continues throughout to the day we die. He is coming all the time for us. Oh, bring me back, Lord. Bring me back to your banqueting table. This is where I'm at, Lord. I need you to seek me out, because, Lord, sometimes I can't find my own way back. No matter where you are this evening, if you have never trusted in the Lord as your Savior, as your shepherd, if you've completely wandered away, or if you're just somebody who does follow the Lord, but you know that your heart has strayed, this evening, ask him to seek you out. Can I just say, he is here this evening with his arms of love. That amazing parable Jesus told in Luke 15 of the good shepherd. He went out to look for the one that was lost. And what did he do when he found it? He put it on his shoulders and he carried it home. That sheep felt secure and loved, if sheep have such a capacity, but I'm sure they do. Gwyneth will tell us. Felt secure and loved. Can you imagine the face of the shepherd? Because he went back and there was rejoicing with the neighbours. A big smile on his face. The sheep that was lost, I found it. Now, I did have a laugh to myself thinking about some of yous on the shoulders of Jesus. But anyway, we'll not go there tonight. But you know, Jesus carrying you on his shoulders, like, oh, what a weight that is. But anyway, but that's the truth of it. That is the truth of it. If God has spoken to you tonight, it's because the good shepherd is seeking for you. And he's saying, come on, let me lift you to my shoulders and carry you right back to the fold. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have been in this place. You are in this place. Thank you that Jesus came into this world to seek the lost. And I thank you, Jesus, that you are always seeking us. We are all prone to wander, Lord. But you are the good shepherd of our souls. And I pray tonight, Lord, that each one of us would call on your name. And that this week we would walk closely with you, close to the shepherd, feasting at his banqueting table. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And your love
is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.